R2P became a key UN principle 11 years ago, when member states formally accepted the responsibility of every country to protect citizens from genocide, war crimes, ethnic cleansing, and crimes against humanity. The international community is collectively responsible for encouraging states to act and take forceful action if necessary. UN Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson welcomed the progress made in invoking the principle, but lamented the fact that the doctrine had not become a concrete reality.
Sadly, we have yet, let us agree, to fully operationalize the responsibility to protect principle, agreed with such high hopes and expectations in 2005. To be effective, member states should exercise their authority in the interest of populations at risk of atrocity crimes. We need to be more effective in preventing the recurrence of atrocity crimes.
The two key speakers in the opening session of the interactive debate at UN headquarters on Tuesday were previous UN special advisers on R2P, Edward Luck and Jennifer Walsh. Mr. Luck was blunt in his assessment of the way governments and international bodies were failing in their duties to stop atrocities.
Political will is in short supply. Therefore, we need to do two things better. One, we need to find ways of expanding the political base within the Security Council for timely and decisive collective action. Two, we need to learn how to prevent atrocities in the absence of unity in the Council.
He said that the Security Council had invoked R2P 50 times, but in the face of indecision or gridlock, other more local institutions could play a crucial role in preventing crimes against humanity.
The hesitancy and indecisiveness of governments and intergovernmental organs remind us of our individual responsibility to protect. Parliamentarians, educators, journalists, and community business and religious leaders can speak out against messages of incitement. They need not wait for New York's permission to take such critical preventive measures.
Ms. Walsh praised the efforts of the current Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to build R2P into the fabric of the UN, but voiced her concern that there was a new mood of retreating internationalism and a growing defeatism about making protection a reality.
The consequence of all of this is serious. It's not only a series of missed opportunities for resolute collective action to protect populations, but also, at a deeper level, inadequate political or financial support for tools with the greatest potential for averting or rebuilding after atrocity crimes.
Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.